Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I see your fear, your hurt, and your pain. Let me reassure you, as your president, you're not alone. You belong. You always have and you always will. And my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
There's President Biden speaking earlier this morning at the Holocaust Remembrance Ceremony and delivering a message that was kind of a staunch message. And it was very supportive of Israel. And I thought to myself listening, the whole time I was listening to him discussing this, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, when is he going to say the rest of it? When is he going to try to politically balance the entirety of this speech with talking about the people on the other side of this issue? Because we have campuses on fire all across the country right now. I guess not literally speaking, but we definitely have people who are taking over buildings on college campuses right now. And when the police officers, Brad, I don't know if you've seen some of these reports about when the police officers do clear some of these buildings across the country, some of the literature that is posted is like Nazi-esque.
Yes.
There's no like thin line that they're
right, walking.
Right.
Right. It's very anti-Semitic, very hateful.
Yes. It's Nazi-esque. I'm just going to say it like it is. So when the president delivers a speech today, and it's a very, you know, pro-Jewish, very vocal about remembering the Holocaust, and then we find out that he is withholding, that America has withheld some armaments or ammunition or whatever from Israel, I don't know what to make of it, because I'm just used to this president playing political games. So it seems as though today was the day that he was going to support the Jewish people in this speech, but what's he going to do with his actions now? Let's go to our friend Jim Carafano, who joins us, the senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, I don't know if you were able to catch the president's speech this morning. Were you able to listen to what he had to say at the Holocaust Remembrance Ceremony?
Yeah, but look, nobody cares.
Fair enough.
People pay attention to what you do, not what you say. You know, presidential leadership is rhetoric and action. But you know, nobody would remember FDR saying, this is the day of infinite, if we didn't go out and fight World War II. You know, nobody would remember Kennedy saying, we're going to put a man on the moon, if we hadn't put a man on the moon. Mm. Barack Obama famously made the speech in Egypt about American-Muslim relations. Nobody can tell you a word of that speech. And the reason for that is nothing happened. So the Joe Biden problem is, if your rhetoric does not match your action, if you're not Winston Churchill that says we will fight them on the beaches, and you're out there fighting them on the beaches, then it just becomes a speech that nobody can remember the next day. And I guarantee you that there will not be one person anywhere who can recall, you know, anything the guy said next Monday.
Are we holding? Did America decide to pull back on our support for Israel and our delivery of?
Well, this is the huge, massive. Look, first of all, I don't actually know if that. I mean, I've seen the reporting like everybody else.
Right.
But this is the huge Joe Biden problem, which is, you know, they say, oh, well, Trump's an isolationist. Look, this is a guy who has abandoned Afghanistan. Okay, I get that. You know, country far away, really poor, who cares, right? He encouraged the president of Ukraine to run away when their country was invaded. Well, we provide aid now. So. Yeah. But now, literally, with this decision or not, he is jeopardizing the relationship of the most critical strategic ally we have in an important part of the world. People are going to start asking the question is, can we depend on America? This is not a Donald Trump problem. I mean, this is a Donald Trump nightmare, right? Because they run around and they're like, oh my God, you know, Trump never did any of that stuff, right? Trump's in Putin's pocket. That wasn't true and anything else. But here we have a president who literally day in and day out throws allies overboard and then, you know, and then takes the life preserver and uses it like a frisbee. I mean, are people actually going to trust the United States of America if Biden keeps doing this stuff? I think that's going to be a real issue.
It's kind of breathtaking, really, to think that if you lose that position where other countries who have always relied on America to do what America does, if that relationship is broken or fractured to some extent, I would think that would change America's role. And I don't know if authority is really the right word in the world, but our position would definitely have to change. And I would think our influence would be changed as well.
Well, see, and this is the point is America needs its allies. There is nothing that we do in the world to defend ourselves that we can do without allies. Nothing. We are a global power with global interests and responsibilities. We cannot cover all the bases. And you can't just say, well, that's fine, we'll just cover one of them. It's like nobody wins at baseball if they can only get on first base. You've got to cover all the bases. And we can't do that without allies. This is like World War II. I mean, great, good war, America, savior, everything else. We could not have won World War II without allies. We cannot survive in the modern world without allies. And the problem is not, you know, Trump and Republican isolation and everything else. The problem is we have a leader of a country that cannot survive and ensure its own prosperity and security without allies. And he's thrown one ally after the other under the bus.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For political reasons.
Speaking with Jim Carafano right now, does the Biden administration disagree with your assessment of what is going to happen with those relationships? Or do they know this is what's going to happen? Would they agree with you and they know that's what's going to happen and they're continuing anyway?
Well, there's two. I don't know the answer to that, but I know they have two problems. One is they demonstrably get it wrong, and they got it wrong in the Obama administration. It's exactly the same people that are running the government now, and they're consistently getting it wrong. So they're not capable of getting it right. It's like if you have a ball club and you haven't had a winning season in 20 years, the odds are season 21. Not going to be a winning season. Mm-hmm. The other problem is everybody knows how screwed up they are, and it's like you're playing the game, and everybody else knows your playbook. And the third thing is half of the people inside the U.S. government are working for the other side. They're on Hamas's side. They're on China's side.
Why do you say that?
Because it's true. I mean, look at. Iran policy. Iran policy was run by a guy named Rob Malley, who was more an agent of Iran than he was of the United States, who was so suspect in his foreign connections, he had a security clearance revoked. These are not people cheering for the home team. They have reinterpreted the home team as their team.
Man, I mean, when I hear you say that, to me, what I hear, you know, you just said that the Biden administration is not going to get it right. And what I feel like my perception of the Biden administration, which is a continuation of the Obama administration, is to them, they are getting it right, because what you're saying here is they're not fighting for the same thing we are. So we have a disagreement on what is right. But in their minds, they're succeeding because what's happening seems to be what they're investing their time and efforts in.
Well, that would be fine if it was actually true, right? So, well, we're going to be nice to Iran and Iran will be better to us. And they weren't. I mean, look at John Kerry. John Kerry, who just got the Medal of Freedom, by the way, which is laughable, right? He says the most important thing we can do is work with China. Mm. So the guy that just got the Medal of Freedom wants to work with a country whose half their economy is driven by slave labor.
it's outrageous. It's gross, too, I would say.
And you know John Kerry's problem? We're not working enough with China.
Yeah.
Right. So see, everything that's going wrong, we had to ban TikTok because the major Chinese app in this country is literally a spyware. And John Kerry's response to all this is we're not doing enough for China.
Jim Carafano with us right now. I want to ask you another question about yesterday news alerts coming out. When I went to check my phone, and I sadly check my phone quite a bit. So I had two news alerts at one time that snuck in between that period of time and the last time I looked at my phone. And one said Hamas agrees to ceasefire and Israel is going into Rafah. How do those things happen at the same time?
Well, first of all, talk about political warfare. So apparently, as I understand it, because like you, I'm just reading the news, Hamas agrees to a ceasefire that nobody else knows about.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's
it's not
nice.
It'd be like you getting divorce papers in the mail. It just, you got divorced. Right, and you didn't even know there were marriage issues there, right?
Right.
So Hamas runs out and says, "Oh, we've accepted a ceasefire," right? And it's just a political ploy to try to prevent the Israelis are invading us anyway, even though we accepted a ceasefire. When the Israelis didn't accept a ceasefire, and you just can't say, "Well, I accepted a deal." You know, you want to sell your house for $500,000, and some guy walks in and goes, "Well, I offered to buy your house." You know, you reneged on the deal. I said, well, what do you want? What do you want to pay for my house? Well, like $10. That's not a deal.
Does that news story come from Hamas? Does it come from? Is it local? Where does the idea that Hamas has agreed?
It was a story that's perpetrated by Hamas. Now I don't know the U.S. role there. Some people say, well, the U.S. knew there was no deal and they didn't say anything, and because they wanted to put it. I don't know the truth of all that stuff. Who knows? But it did not originate from a negotiation. Plus, the other thing interesting is if you look at the latest wording on the things, Hamas says we will return 33 individuals' bodies. They didn't say 33 individual living hostages. They said, we'll give you back 33 bodies, which might be dead or alive, which indicates that they may not have many living hostages left to trade.
So if Israel is, you know, they've moved in, as I understand it, to Rafah, what's happening there? What's Israel's end game? What does success look
like? Well, they're going to destroy the brigades that are in Rafah. They're going to do that. I mean, you know the old thing about crossing the Rubicon's the river in Italy. You know, Caesar wasn't supposed to cross. He did. There was no turning back.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going on here, right? The Israelis are going in now. They're going to finish off the physical military. And then there's the question of what comes next. Now, you know, unquestionably, Israel's going to build a demilitarized zone. They're not going to let the Gazans, you know, come freely across into the rest of Israel to do business and trade and stuff. Then there's going to be questions about, well, how are we going to do the reconstruction? How's the governance of Gaza going to work? How's the economic relief going to work and all that stuff? I don't know if anybody has good answers for that, but we are going to start with essentially Hamas's military capacity being, I'm just making up a number here, yeah, like 95% neutered.
Well, seems as though the loss of Hamas is good for the world, certainly for Israel and their existence. I'm about out of time here, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity to just give you the opportunity to talk about where protests have gotten to here in the United States on these college campuses across the country, and also how some campuses are fighting back. What are your thoughts when you see this?
It's very obvious. It's top down. It's driven by a lot of money. Half the people at these places aren't even students. And it's organized political violence and intimidation. And the next stop, Chicago.
Next stop is Chicago. Keep hearing that. Jim Carafano, we are always grateful for your time. Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.